Express yourself.
Are we on? Good morning. Morning, Pete.
Oh, good morning, John.
John Active here, too, with Pete. Feeling much better. Survived my illness. But it is Friday, February 16. Welcome to Talkline. Our cohort, Diane, must be out of town now.
I believe so. Yes, she's not here. But we wish everyone a very happy morning out there.
Oh, yeah.
On the YK Delta in our listening area, wherever you might be. We're looking forward to hearing from you and then go ahead and start right out.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, they're having a basketball game down in Quigg, I think. But Quigg, Kong, and Quinhawk and Kipnuk are playing down there. There's a tournament. Mm. Maybe someone from down there who's listening can give us an update, who's ahead, whatever. But anyway, we got our first caller.
We have good morning to John Nick.
Morning, Peter and John. Welcome good back. Morning. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I survived my illness.
Oh, good.
Pneumonia's
not pill now, huh?
Pneumonia's not good.
No. It's really bum. You got to take care of that right away.
Yeah, second time I caught it. I don't know how come I keep getting it.
Oh, they say that second virus always come around again.
Well, I hope I don't have a virus. Pete, you okay? Oh, you got your gas mask on. Good.
Anyway, you guys, this morning, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to the people out in Florida where the school shooting happened.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and that's pretty sad. I was wondering, you know, we had our own shooting once before, and I was wondering, I was watching the news, and now they're having these drills all the time at the school for shooting incidents.
Yeah.
You know, I was wondering if the school here, since we had a shooting before, if they practiced these drills. And I should say they should, because it couldn't happen anywhere. Yep. Even in the villages, they've got to practice situations to know what to do in case an emergent situation like a shooting happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happened.
Like we did during school when we had fire drills.
Oh, yeah.
It was a thing that we knew all the time. They needed to have training drills where they can practice what to do and not panic. Because your life is very valuable, anybody's life. So they should practice these, bring these up once in a while at the school and in the villages so you know what to do, you know. Yeah. And that would save lives and stuff like that. So that was my concern. I want to wish everyone a really good day today, good snow machining. Now it's a little powdery.
If you have a snow machine like me.
Well, I have one, but I haven't started up for 2 years. Finally got a year of snow.
You heard me. I said, if you had a snow machine.
Oh, I got one.
I don't have one.
Up.
Yeah, you can't start.
waiting for the timing to come, so then it should be a little more packed, more comfortable riding.
Yeah.
I hear when there's no snow, goes going by, I hear, that's metal on metal.
Oh, yeah.
Tough riding.
Yeah.
Well, I better let you guys go for other calls. Please have a good weekend.
We appreciate your call, John.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
Yes, you too. All right.
Yeah, thanks.
We have another one, Mike Shantz. Good morning to you, Mike.
Hey, you see any hints lately?
Hey. Not lately, John. Hey, okay. Good morning there.
Good morning.
Hey, I just got a quick one here.
Okay.
The street light at the YK crossing there between the hospital and the community building there, the street light there at that intersection has been not working consistently there. And I know it's getting lighter in the morning, but still I think that light should be on all the time.
Oh, you mean that one yellow one that's hanging?
Not the yellow one, real street light that lights up that area there.
Oh, I see.
It's that light there. Looks like it needs a little attention, and that's all that I got this morning, man.
Very good.
Man,
yes.
Thank
good
morning. You, Mike. Yes. Yeah, good morning, yeah.
That's a good safety suggestion. I wonder who is responsible for those. Is that city or EVAC? Right now I'm at a loss of who. Who would be responsible for those lights? But that's a good safety suggestion. We need to be safe out there.
Yeah, really. I can't read my...
Is it Manny?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Manny.
Good
Good morning. I am calling in to let the Bethel and surrounding area residents know that we have volunteers today at the Longhouse providing free tax assistance. I'm with Alaska Business Development Center's Volunteer Tax and Loan Program. So if there's anybody that has questions or wants to get their taxes done, show up to the Longhouse today. Hopefully we'll be open until around 9 or 10 p.m. tonight with your tax documents and ID, and we'll try and see if we can help you guys out.
What about tomorrow?
I think they're leaving tomorrow.
We
have a full schedule up online. If you go to www.aalphabbravodeltacharlie.org, our schedule's there, and we go to a couple different communities throughout the western region. I guess more than a couple, a lot of communities throughout the western region. So if you stop by our website, we've got all the dates and all the information up there, too, as well.
Do you mind repeating that website again?
Yes, it's www.aalphabbravodeltacharlie.org. So ABDC.
ABDC.
Yes.
Yes. And then what about a contact number in event somebody wants to call with a question?
907-562-0335. That's our Anchorage office.
0335. Okay.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
For many, many years since I started working during my high school days in the early 1960s, I had a tax preparer, and he did my taxes every year for me. And finally, eventually, maybe about 10 years ago, he passed on. So what I did was I took my whatever tax form I'm supposed to use that doesn't need deductions or anything. I put all my 20 W-2s, staple it together, staple it down the tax form, fill out the top, my name, address, whatever, phone numbers, and signed it. And stuck a note saying, my tax preparer died. I don't know how to do it. You guys do it for me. And they did. Is that okay?
Who did it?
The tax people.
Who are the tax people? Our people?
Yeah, no. You know, when you fill out the form, you mail it out.
The IRS?
They did.
Wow.
Is that unusual?
That is unusual. I've never heard of them doing that. But if it was about 10 or so years ago, who knows what was going on there then. But no, you can't usually send your documents into the IRS. But we are an IRS-sponsored program. So they provide us with some funding, as well as CBRF Corporation, to come out to the Bethel area and all the surrounding villages to provide free tax assistance. So we do have a mail-in site service as well, where you can mail your documents in to us, and we'll prepare your tax returns through the mail.
Yeah, good, okay.
So that is an option, too.
Right, I want to do that. And I guess we can go to the website to get your mailing address, right?
Yes, it's on there. Everything's on there. And feel free to give us a call, too, if you have any questions.
Right.
Well.
There is a question. Somebody would like to know if you headed out to Scammon Bay.
We are, yes.
You are?
We are.
All right.
I don't have the exact date right in front of me, but if you go onto the website, the dates for Scammon are on there.
Okay, very good.
Good.
All right.
Good.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for
so
calling.
Much. Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Okay, good day to you.
Harry.
Good morning,
man. Good morning,
Harry. How's it going?
Good morning.
Pretty good.
Yes. So, took my sister and grandson over to the Bethel Search and Rescue potluck last night.
Wow.
And the Lions Club presented a brand spanking new 600 snow goat to the Search and Rescue. And
good.
Another $1,800 worth of accessories paid at Back Creek.
Wow.
And it was pretty neat to see.
Good job.
So if you see our Lions Club members are doing good.
Yeah, great.
That was pretty good. So anyway, the answer to Mike's question is periodically the police department is to do a tour of town, write down all the streetlights that need repair,
present
that to AVAC. AVAC gives a work order, shows them what the costs are going to be. That's approved by the city manager or whomever, and then the work gets done. So that's the loop that has to go on.
Well, you know, the street back here, Ridgecrest, that goes from the pump house all the way up to the city shop and high school.
Yeah.
Man, them lights, they never go out because, you know, that's a lot of traffic for the students.
Right.
And, boy, I sure like to give out the kudos to the drivers because the kids start walking to school at 8:30 in the morning and some parents drive them and they stop for the kids and they see them. And I'm really happy for the kids and the drivers.
Yeah, you're right. It is lit up pretty good. But
yeah.
Anyway, all right, man, have a good day.
Hey, yeah, thanks for the call there, Harry. Good day to you. We have James. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning, John and Peter. Yeah, good morning to all.
Yay.
It's Renil Ganitzel, all the way from Chivac.
Good morning to Chivac.
All right, good morning.
Thank you, yeah. He calls in good.
Yeah, that's good.
At least we're being heard out there in that direction.
Yes.
Edward.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
You hear me good?
Very good.
Yeah,
good morning, you guys.
Hey.
Good morning. Listeners to out there, too. Mm-hmm. Good morning. Good morning, Narutia, and everybody. And good weather out there. Nice weather out there.
Yes.
Finally, it's snowing out there.
Don't Where are you calling from?
Upriver. I want message to Bernie Fisher. Please call me 545-4561. Okay, good morning, guys. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning to you, yes. And then our lines are open at this time, you know, so feel free to call in. We got 543-5985 or 543-KYUK and 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. Email radio at kyuk.org.
And Wasley is using one of the numbers. Wasley, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Right, Guyana, thank you. Wasley from Upriver, Quigley area.
Yeah.
He's living in a camp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been he was saying that advising young people, anybody, not to go into people's camps or even homes just to steal. Some people are busting in windows at fish camps or his camp even to get into the house when they're gone, people are gone, to steal. He says, that's not the Yupik way. He said, please do not steal. I'm sure, well, I can't say. I mean, if I'm from Bethel, I'm not going to go upriver and steal. I don't think so. But, you know, it might be people from nearby that are doing this. And you shouldn't steal. That's a no-no, Yupik culture.
Good advice, yes. We have another caller, Alex Nick. Good morning to Alex.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to Peter and good morning to John. How are you?
We were fine.
Good morning. Better. I'm feeling better. Thank you.
That's good. Yeah. Well, I am not a fluent English speaker, but I want to do the best I can to bring up an issue for discussion. Well, I would personally call it an issue, but it's probably not an issue to most people who are educated in Western culture.
Please, let's hear it. Yes, let's hear it.
Yeah, okay. You know, we've been hearing that, you know, we're, our people in the region are going forward to govern their own lands and whatnot in the region. Now, during that course of planning,
and
the people who are involved
in that... Did we lose
that,
you, Alex?
Did we lose you?
Are you still there?
I think we lost you.
I don't hear myself either.
No,
you?
I don't even hear myself either. We might be off the air.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're back. Oh, we lost you for a bit there, Alex.
Okay.
So, but please continue.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. There's a couple of questions that I want to ask you and John and the audience, the listening audience, about our citizenship in the United States and state of Alaska. Okay? Well, and if I remember correctly, the historical information tells us that our brothers in lower 48 and probably including Alaska Natives were accepted as citizens of the United States in 1924. They weren't able to vote, but now we're able to vote. Okay?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do we, the first question, why do we need a treaty between Alaska Natives tribe and the United States government, you know, when we are the citizens of the United States? That's the first question. I'll go on so that I don't have to take up your time. You could discuss that. And I'll go on to the state of Alaska's Constitution. We as indigenous people are the citizens of the state of Alaska, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have we are covered under the inherent rights, under source of government, under civil rights, under freedom of religion, and so forth. You know, you could go on and on and on. And I think the inherent right of in the Constitution tells us that we have our personal natural right to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and the enjoyment of the rewards of their own industry. That all people are equal and entitled to equal rights, opportunities, and protection under the law, and that all persons have corresponding obligations to the people and to the state. And under the civil rights, it tells us that no person is to be denied the enjoyment of any civil or political right because of race, color, creed, sex, or natural origin. The legislature shall implement this section. And, you know, when I sit down and listen to the radio talk show and all of the explanations of why we need to make a treaty between us and the United States government to do whatever we want to do, to me, you know, if my citizenship with the United States government and my state of Alaska, those things are moot to me if they require me to sign and say, okay, I make a treaty between the government and my government. Now, I think it's I can stop here and listen in the radio. Like I say, I am not fluent or, you know, I don't know a whole lot of laws, but, you know, this is something people need to think about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if I might, those are very strong questions and comments that you posed this morning, you know, but if there's anyone out there that understood Alex and have a response that they'd like to call in with, you know, we would appreciate that. Those are in-depth questions and concerns that this Alex brought up. So we'd appreciate a call from somebody that could rightly and, you know, completely respond to his concerns and about what he discussed.
As a final comment on this, if those two, among many other laws that we have to abide by, are moot, I think that's what that's how they put it.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to pay taxes? Why do I have to pay federal taxes to IRS and to the government before I make a treaty between them and me? I'm still paying taxes, even I'm retired.
Yeah, okay, well,
that's all. Good morning.
Yeah, okay.
Kuyana. Well, good morning. We got Mary Nanuak.
Hey, good morning, Akum and Peter.
Yes, good morning to you.
Yeah. Akum Alexum.
Oh, in English, please.
English.
Oh, yeah.
Today's talk line. Yes.
It's good to hear you and Akum Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Alex stole everything that I was to say, but I'm glad he pointed out what he did.
Mm-hmm.
He is very, very right in his interpretation of our constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the federal government and most often the state and regional governments don't recognize indigenous peoples of being the citizens of the United States of America, we still are. And we've been suppressed so much and so many times. However, even that is happening, we still need to constantly try to educate our the other people who don't really understand what our philosophies and rules and laws and regulations and psychology, etc. Is. And anyway, and it always seems like whenever there's a problem with, say, like abuse and neglect, I don't know, but I say this constantly. Non-Native peoples, they get a help right away from priests, from healthcare workers, social services. And I just can never believe it when even priests are doing that. However, when it's the Native peoples, they really don't listen to what we're saying. Or they tell us we're going to take care of it, and they don't. I mean, like, do they think we're blind? The one thing can we have to the offending people, because it's in our native genes that we'll be forgiving. I've been trying to, like, get a hold of Ben Akimuk, who's in charge of getting people's names for the replacement of Zach Vanceller. And I've tried every way to get a hold of him, and I've not been able to. So if...
Ben, if you're here, if
he is listening, if he could give me a call, and I really want to promote a native lady to replace Zach. And the two people that are among many that I've been constantly thinking of are Gloria Simeon and Beverly Hoffman. But Kiana, for all the colors, like always, I'm learning a lot from you, and I appreciate that. Joy, I'm going to hang up and listen, Carl.
Oh, yes. Good morning. We thank you, Mary, for calling, Kiana.
So, Benjamin Paul Anderson Agimuk. Benjamin, you heard her. Give her a call or tell her how she can submit a replacement for Zach. That was Mary Nanawak.
We have another caller.
Heck yeah.
Yes, good morning, Roy Williams.
Okay. Yeah, good morning, good Peter, morning. And mm-hmm. good morning to all the listeners. I really appreciate Alex's questions. I don't consider myself westernized. I consider myself native, no matter where I am, wherever I may be. I was born and raised in this region, and I know the history in experiencing it when Fish and Game hunt down the native hunters trying to catch their waterfowl in the springtime and hiding, and every time the plane flies, and it's like we're criminalized for being and practicing our Aboriginal or First Peoples historical trying to find something to eat, and then it's the issue that really needs to be addressed and understood by our people. And there's lots of literature out there in history, and we are given a provision, the right to self-determine our own future, our current under the Constitution of the United States and the United Nations. So, and we got records in the United Nations of our people addressing this issue to the world situation. And we're just not alone, but globally, if you look at it, if you really look into it, the big corporate structure has a great representatives worldwide because of the money talks, money moves, money makes people. But for us, the First Peoples of our lands, our resources, our way of life, that totally depends on keeping our environment. You notice every day there are people from different parts of the country trying to destroy the very resources of our life-given source, the Roy. Land, water, and air.
Roy, thank you for translating right away, because this is English talk show. But trust me,
yes, I understand. It's just like Mary. It's our thinking process is intertwined, and many occasions growing up, it's like consistent translation in the mind.
Right.
To comprehend, to understand.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot have good representation under the state and the federal government because the very elected people do not come from our lands. So we have to stand up and try to attempt to be representatives of our historical, current, and future generations' way of life around our people. So I understand your concerns, Alex, and I'm glad you can address those. It's something that it takes time to comprehend. It's amazing. History is loaded with the stories in reference to what we've been struggling. So I really, I really support what tribal sovereignty issues.
Okay, Roy, we got another caller.
And then, Roy, we appreciate your comments. Thank you for calling. And we just want to remind the folks out there calling in that we'd like to keep our comments down to a minimum as possible. You know, maybe close to 5 minutes. We start getting kind of wanting to move on. So, and then Ak Yak is alive and well today. We got Mike Williams. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. That was my Uncle Roy. A couple of things. I think with the 56 tribal governments in this region, we have a government-to-government relationship with the federal government, and that has been, we're federally recognized, and we are equal to the federal government on government-to-government basis. And I think this Nunavut Alaska Provisional Government, its goal is to unite the 56 tribes and nothing more but to unite, and we can, the tribes for tribes can coming to treaties, and this we're not doing a treaty with the federal government. The federal government already has that trust obligation to the tribes. In recent NCAI meeting with presidential budget, it looks very dire for 56 tribes and our tribes in Alaska and throughout the nation that these budget cuts are very scary. And we're going to be, if we don't voice our concerns to our congressional delegation and to the president of the United States, we're going to be left with no assistance with these proposed budget cuts that I've been reading about. And, I didn't have chance to go to Washington, D.C. for the one of the first times in the winter session to get that information. But the Nunavut Alaska Provisional Government is hosting a special session on February 27 and 28 at UP Digital Arts Center to have the present issues that Alaska tribes face. We're going to discuss those budget cuts, and we're going to take action on those issues and also other issues that that are affecting our tribes in our villages. I know that the state of Alaska does not recognize the existence of the tribal governments, but I think we, like the Tinkaton Haida Central Council, we can come into agreements on the children, and that opinion that the Attorney General just recently made in regards to the children, and with that agreement that the state has with the tribes and tribal organizations. But please mark your calendar for the session at UPT Beachville, February 27-28, to go over these, and we're going to be writing letters to our congressional delegation and also to the president for our concerns on these budget cuts. And have a wonderful day.
Well, you almost ran out of time there, Mike.
Good morning to you, Mike. Stephen Alexi, good morning, Stephen. Long time no hear.
It has been a long time since I called to the council. I was a very advocate for the regional tribal government.
Mm-hmm, you were.
And I thank Alex, Roy, and Mike for bringing those out. But to, I think Alex was looking at a bigger picture of the governance. And you bring it down to smaller scale. Within the state of Alaska, there are bureaus within each part of the state. There's Northwest Arctic Bureau, some other bureaus, Bristol Bay. And, you know, if you look at the city of Bethel, city of Napaskak, and other cities, they have their own governance that way. You look at the city of Bethel, who was it run by? You look at who's running, and it's not to discriminate anybody. And they're mostly run by people who come that don't live from around here. And we'd like to get that structure instead of a bureau where anybody can run to make it into a regional government where we will be governed by our own people. And we'd like to do this before the development of the mine. Mm. If the Donlin Gold develops, you know, where is that money going to go? In the Northwest Arctic Borough? No, I think Northwest Arctic Borough collects from the Red Dog mine. And that money that comes from that mine is helped throughout that region. And I guess that's where we're trying to get to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I invite all 56 tribes, and congratulations to Akiak and Gwichlik for taking the first step of creating this government. I encourage all tribes to do the same.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Yeah, hey.
Kuyana.
Yeah, thank you for calling. You know, Donlin Gold is the only saying, okay, we're going to hire so many people, but, you know, they're not saying anything about we'll give the region money. They're just going to hire some people, bunch of workers. They're not saying, I don't think they're saying, we'll give the region, the Kutukum region, whatever, money for what they need in the villages.
Voice it out. Yes, someone voiced that out.
Yeah.
From
Herman Nelson. Herman Nelson?
No. From Aniak. Good morning to Herman Morgan.
Oh. Herman Morgan.
Yes, our good regular. Morning, yes, friend. Good morning, buddy.
Yeah, Herman Nelson, like he always called me. comment on a couple of things. In scripture, it said that it told many times races were turned against each other, you know. And what really concerns me about this whole regional government thing seems like it's going to create more racial tension, and the sad part is that people weren't allowed to vote on it to decide, you know, if they want Mike and them guys to rule over us, then we should have voted on it. It's strange when they say it's for unity, and when this thing first started, they called for a meeting, and only two villages went, and they say, oh, well, if other villages don't want to be in this, they can just go along with it. And that's what's happening. You're going to have your own rules, you know, we're going to be like little reservations here now, you know, and it seems like It started in our governor's office. If you look at the things they're doing, it's so wrong. People better really think about if they're supporting this, because it could lead to a lot of problems. That would be all our own little reservations. You know, they say we obey our own laws. But each village will have its own laws, you know. And it seems like we should have had a chance to vote on this. You know, it's kind of scary what's going on, but we don't need to be scared, because that rapture and tribulation is going to happen pretty soon now. But, you know, another thing I was going to talk about is the fishing. You know, that lady, she calls, she mentioned one person that should be replaced, Zach. These are the same people who are stopping us from fishing. You know, what they're doing, when not letting us fish for about three, four years now. Those red salmon are getting so many. They're overcrowding and the disease is spreading. You cut open the red salmon, nothing but worms in the stomach. Even the meat, there's worms crawling over it. And by denying us to fish, they're hurting our resource. And it's not right. I was out there last year, other year, there was thousands of king salmon going by Amic River, but they wouldn't count them. They do their tests above where the fish are. I understand that the native people need, you know, we need a voice, but what the regional government can, you know, it's not the way. It's a big mistake, and it's kind of what our government is doing. You know, that one guy, they want to replace Mike Dennery, and people in the Democrats, they say, they want nobody who doesn't support abortion. Even they're 9 months pregnant, they say it's okay to kill the baby. That's what the kind of people they want to replace. So be careful what's going on in the world nowadays. And you know, that regional government, first thing they do is they want to ask Donald for money to support their projects. Somewhere they're going to get money to rule over us, you know. It's like it's all a thing for power. And rule over us and make all kinds of different kind of rules. But I'd ask you guys to pray for us out here, pray for Alaska. This world is it's going crazy. Like, a lot of societies are collapsing, and they're going to come to the United States, come to Alaska. It's scary what's going on, but that's what it says in the Bible. You know, people will get worse and worse. The weather will change, people will change, but be very careful, these people who are supporting this regional government, you know. We should have had a chance to vote on who rules over us and what kind of laws they make. And those are my comments, but you better watch these people who are trying to manage our fish. They try to stop us fish again this year. It's going to cause a lot of overcrowding and spread of disease, and it's not right. You know, we're going to change the people on that working group. But please pray for us out here. And don't pray the wrong way. You know, that's the problem. You know, the Bible would say if people return from their wicked ways, God will heal our land. And we sure need that out here. Call on Christ Jesus. I know they always say, oh, you can't talk about that God. But our president, he's not afraid to talk about God. I'm glad he's the president. But we better watch out who we elect in the next election. There's another higher power over us. And the way things are going is just the way what old people used to tell us. But we need to seek God through Christ Jesus. That's the only way, friends. And I thank you guys for letting people speak. That's one way, when you watch KTVA, KTVO, KTVU, the government, they control what they, you only hear what they want you to hear. And they attack anybody who run against Democrats. They attack them.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful. Thank you guys.
Thank you very much, Herman.
Yeah, Herman. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Well, we got 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you can email, anonymously even, radio@kyk.org.
We have a voice coming out from Hooper Bay this morning. Jimmy Moran. Good morning, oh. Jimmy.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Jimmy.
This issue has been on my mind for a while, and I wanted to put my two cents in there.
It's the right place to do it.
About this regional government.
Mm-hmm.
I'm skeptical about having us having a regional government. I don't want that, you know, one tribe pretty much controlling a regional government. And I grew up, I thought I was not a U.S. citizen.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up watching movies and all that at a community hall, black and white movies and all that, 16 millimeter. And I thought I was not a U.S. citizen because we grew up so poor and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was still gung-ho about being a U.S. citizen. Oh, yeah. USA, USA. And I still love being a USA citizen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want my USA citizenship infringed by a so-called tribal government. And who's all behind that regional government? Those lawyers, and lawyers and consultants. How much do they get paid? Okay, I'm done.
Hey, good job, Jimmy.
Hooper.
Yes, thank you for calling. We got from Bethel. John. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. Loud and clear, John.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm calling from Anchorage. I'm listening on my telephone.
Uh-huh.
And, boy, you're Peter, I can hear you. John, I can't hear. And some of the callers, I can't hear.
Oh.
I don't know if it's my phone or me or you guys.
No, I think it's me. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Just barely. Just barely.
Barely. Okay. maybe she's adjusting the levels. Testing 1, 2, 3.
No, it ain't getting any better.
It ain't getting any better.
Well, let's hear what you got to say, John. What's on your mind?
Peter, I wanted to thank you for telling people to speak in English. I'm not a UFIC speaker, and program is very important, and it's nice to be able to understand what's being said.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I have to say.
Very good. Well, we appreciate hearing from you, John, and we thank you for calling.
John?
Okay. Bye.
John?
Don't what?
Can you hear me? I switched mics.
No. just barely. You sound
like there must be something wrong with this.
2 blocks away, yelling.
Huh.
Okay.
That's strange. I switched mics.
Hmm.
Yes. Speaking of strange, we're all
strange. You can't hear me.
That's all right. Yeah, don't put yourself down. Well, top of the morning to you, John, you know, and you have a wonderful day today.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. All right. What about the other folks? Our lines are open now. So anyone wishing to call, you know, we have open lines at this time. So, and a lot of you folks know the numbers already. 5985-2756. We have a Hannah. Good morning, Hannah.
I have only one question for you.
Okay.
Do I have to be BNC member or AVCP member or ONC to sign any kind of petition if somebody come to my door to sign?
No.
No, no, no. You can sign anytime, just as long as you're from Bethel.
Yeah, I believe so.
Hannah,
you know, depending
Hannah,
on...
Like, Hannah, can you hear me?
I hear you. You guys need to take turns and talk, not
okay.
talk over each other.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I say if you live in Bethel and somebody in Bethel is taking around a petition, you can sign it. If you live in Bethel, you're a citizen of Bethel.
Okay. Then I have a right to go to ONC or BNC or AVCP if I need help with anything besides signing their petition to open liquor store or anything. If I ask for any kind of help from them, will they be able to help me?
They'll tell you right then and there if they're able to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I helped them opening a liquor store by signing that paper. And I'm starting to feel bad about it because my son is a alcoholic, even my daughter and my other relatives and my nephews. And they're getting into trouble from that, and I'm starting to feel guilty about it and why I signed that petition to open the liquor store. And now my other question is there another way we can run around to close it, run around with a paper to let people sign to close it?
It seemed like, you know, that I thought I heard something about something regarding that, you know, that yes, I do believe there people with any concern can put up a petition, and I don't know the exact percentage of voters that will be required to have that appear on a ballot or for people to vote on, you know, but I think that warrants more research. Like, you know, ONC would be a one place to start. You know, they seem to know a lot about those kind of issues. And I think you have a very valid concern there about you know, about maybe trying to maybe do something about it. Maybe that might be a
maybe
place to start.
Maybe if I go to BNC vice president or who's the president there and tell them if they can reverse that, put it in writing to close it. I wonder if they would do that if I asked them to do that and then run around and let people re-sign again like me. I want to sign again to close it because it's causing more and more problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I wonder if they can do that if I come personally myself to them.
I'm
if
sure,
I can
yes,
do that,
yes, they'll help
reverse
you.
That letter to close it because I am not a BNC member. That's why when I heard people talking on talk show saying that how come I didn't sign and I'm a BNC member, I started feeling bad for those people because why didn't that person go to those BNC members instead of us that are not members and sign the paper? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. But I think you have the right, as a citizen of Bethel, you have the right to voice your opinions and to ask questions. So I would go to City of Bethel, I think, you know, to maybe they'll direct you to the right person that would have all the answers for your very valid and important questions you got this morning.
Can that brought up to City of Bethel councilman? If I put it in writing and bring it to their meeting and say something like, I would like to reverse mm-hmm. that paper that we signed to open a liquor store, is there a possible way we can reverse that letter and bring it up to their attention, see what they can come up with?
Yes, that seemed like the right step to take. You know, city council, do have an open time, I guess, you know, during their meetings to hear from anyone in the public and of any concern regarding, you know, the city of Bethel operations or, you know, within whatever's going on within the city. So, yes, that's a great idea. I think you should, if you know, if you feel like you want to, you know, go ahead and go for that.
I feel like I want to because it's really bothering me now. Because my nephews and my relatives are ending up in jail with big problems, with big crimes they're causing it just because of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hope and I wish I wish the villagers are listening. Write a petition and write a letter to City of Bethel Councilman. Get for help, get help and help us over here in Bethel residents to close the liquor store. I'm really not from Bethel, but I've been living here over 40 years now.
Mm-hmm.
The rum I'm asking the villagers because I have lots of relatives in the villages. Help me. Get together in your village, have a meeting. Write a letter, send it to village council, I mean, Bethel Council here in Bethel. Get help and help me resolve this problem. Try close the liquor store. Boyana.
Okay, now we got another call. Wilson.
Yeah.
Good morning, Wilson.
Hey, good morning, Akum and Peter. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Another Wilson.
Yeah, it's another one. Where are you from, Wilson?
This is Wilson Twitchell. I'm calling you from Kasigilo.
Okay.
Hey, I wanted to give a big thanks to Cusco 300 for hosting that holiday classic that ran through the Tundra Village. I was able to...
Was that the first?
I was informed through Facebook that they were turning around at noon off, and I, you know, brought my family to watch that that mushing. 18 teams of mushers passed through there, and you know, my kids were all excited. You know, I hope it becomes something like an annual event where you know they run through the Tundra villages through here, and. You know, the kids just had a blast.
Wow.
Not too many people showed up because I guess they didn't announce it through the radio and whatnot. But I saw it through the Facebook and, you know, that was just an awesome experience for my kids.
Well, and, they probably, you know,
it's good that, you know, something that I put whenever I go into Bethel, you know, I play my, you know, Rippies over there at the K300 Rippy Piles. You know, finally good to see something go back to, you know, the village. You know, I support it in that, in that sense, you know, by playing the Rippies over there.
Yeah, I'm sure they had the race announced through the news. You have to listen to the news, English and Yupik, if you want to catch up on what's happening in our area. It's always on the news. I'm sure they had it on the news that they're going to have their classic going up that way, Tundra Villages. First time. Boy, that was great.
Yes, that sounds really good and exciting, yes. Well, Wilson, we thank you for calling in and for letting us know about that. That sounds really good. Yes, it sounds really exciting for a new route and new way to go.
I certainly hope it becomes an annual event.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Look forward to seeing more of those kind of activities.
I'm sure somebody heard you and they'll probably be considering what they just heard. Thank you very much for calling.
Hey, thank you, guys. Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Hey, Hannah, if you're listening. The next regular city council meeting in Bethel is February 27th. February 27th. So if you want to get a petition together regarding trying to change the alcohol sales here in Bethel. You have until February 27, but you got to turn that in to the city clerk. That's Laura Strickler, way before the meeting, a couple of days before the meeting at least, to get it on the agenda. James.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Go ahead, James.
Am I
loud and clear.
You're loud and
yeah,
clear.
Yeah, I'd like to help out that lady. Why don't you sue the city of Bethel for opening a liquor store? We never vote anything to open a liquor store here in Bethel. All they can do is just sue the Bethel. They're talking about money, tax. Sue the Bethel for opening a liquor store because we never vote for anything to open a liquor here in Bethel. They did this on without our permission to open a liquor store here in Bethel. We don't like that. So anybody wants to close this here in Bethel can sue the city of Bethel for opening a liquor store. That's it. And we can all vote to close it. There's always a way to close it, like if we did this back in 1970s or 80s back then, and we can do it again. With all these people out in this special area, we got strength with those. You got benefit from those villagers. They can help you out. That's all I can say. Good morning.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Good morning. Kuyana, thank you for calling.
We did vote for it.
Yes.
We did.
I remember it came out in a vote for open, but, you know, they can always vote again.
Fritz, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, Fritz.
Yeah. First of all, put on one hat before I get into another bad hat. First off, I'd like to we had our annual Bethel Search and Rescue meeting last night and congratulate a couple of our new board members. Everybody will, I don't want to name any names over the air, so if somebody has a Bethel Facebook webpage, they can look that up. They'll post them on Facebook here sometime today or tomorrow. So it was a really good turnout last night at the Bethel Search and Rescue. And, you know, be safe out there. It's very dangerous out there, especially right now with the hard, thin crust of ice on top of at least a foot of slush on the bottom. It's very dangerous for all the travelers out there. Then going to this alcohol issue, you know, it's a personal choice. Nobody's going to stop nobody from drinking. Let's get that through our thick skull. Just because of a liquor store, yeah, it's hard enough for anybody to quit drinking, let alone that they're having accidents here and there. But no matter what anybody tries to do, they're still going to drink, no matter what we say, no matter what we do. We might close a liquor store down, they're still going to drink. We're just giving back the money to the bootleggers. That's what everybody wants out here. They want bootleggers back. I guess they want their relatives back to making money again, because that's the only way they started making money back then, is bootlegging. We can ban alcohol here in Bethel. Why don't all the villagers open up a liquor store themselves so their own people can stay in their own village and drink? That's another bright idea. they should open their own liquor store and or become wet in the village, so they don't travel here to Bethel and get lost on the way home and moan about it. People are going to die. People die every day. Quit blaming the liquor store. There's a liquor store here. The last time I bought it, something from there was a year ago. So people are going to drink no matter what. This liquor store is an eye-opener for everybody, whether it's good, whether it's bad. You look at it both ways. I might be a bad guy right now, but I don't know. Maybe I'm speaking the truth. Nobody knows. You take care of your own person. You take care of your own blood. If you want them to quit drinking, do something about it. Don't go crying to AVCP or ONC or City of Bethel. You take care of it on your own. If it's somebody's got a personal problem with alcohol, let them deal with it. Is it too late? I don't know. If we find them frozen somewhere in the tundra, that's their problem. That's the choice they want to live. Mm. It's nobody else's. Mm-hmm. It's their own personal choice.
Yes.
But if you come here to Bethel, buy liquor, drink it when you get back home. Not during, not before. Drink it when you get home. However you want to drink, however much you want to drink, you might want to black out, whatever. Drink it at your home, not during traveling. Buena.
Hey, thanks, Fritz. Good morning to you. Thank you for calling.
Yabba dabba do next.
Yes. Well, we got from Bethel again now. We got Gregory Kilbuck. Good morning, Greg.
How did you know it was me?
Oh, I know. We know.
My ID card expired, and I don't have the foggiest idea on this morning.
Well, it is foggy.
Oh, well. Like you think the snowman there the other day there, but melted there, left me only with a shovel the other day. But, but now, well, still kind of like waiting for a polar bear now.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the voices I'm hearing this morning, they're all, kind of like hands are tied unless someone breaks the bond and actually go out, you know, get out of the house and be active and amongst the community. And once an idea is set into another's mind there, it won't go away and it'll settle there, but it'll still be there. And the more voicing is voiced and attending community meetings, things just might turn around. You know, if everyone's diligent and stay on the track, you know, it's not an easy tractor to get something accomplished there with the governing bodies. And I just throw up my heart and soul there for everyone to remain strong and be patient with the process. And I think that's about all I can say.
Thank you, Gregory. Thank you.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Susan. Hi,
yes,
Sue.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yeah, I have no complaint with Bethel. It's the hub of the villages. I always go there.
Mm-hmm.
No complaint. I'm glad there's A.C. Swanson's hospital, AVCP. Whoop. They should bring in something from Anchorage, too, like a mini Walmart.
Oh.
There's something new.
Where are you from?
Napaquiac.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get a question.
Hey, there was a positive word yes, coming out. We appreciate you calling, Susan.
Yeah,
good morning
to you. Susan, thank you.
And then we have from Chilista, Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you two doing?
Oh, fine.
Well, we hope you got good news for us.
Well, I hope so. Clayana, to everyone that called in yesterday to our Chilista radio show, we had lots of callers, but we had two big announcements. Mm-hmm. One was for the annual meeting this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be July 6th in Bethel at the Bethel Regional High School. So mark that on your calendars. Mm-hmm. The voting packets will mail out in mid-May. And once we have final dates, we'll be sure to let everyone know. So when you get your packet, be sure to vote. You can vote online again, or you'll be able to use the paper proxy form in the packet.
Mm-hmm.
And the other announcement was prizes. We have another contest. It's called the My Chilista and More Contest. And these are basically ways to promote our paperless options. But you can enter up to 5 times, and the top prize is $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get the information on that contest right at our website, chilistacorp.com. But basically, if you have a My Chilista account, MyChilista.com. You're going to have an entry. If you have a stock will on file, that's another entry. If you have a direct deposit, that's another entry. So different options. So you can get up to 5 entries. This is for all shareholders 18 years or older.
Don't forget the elders.
Yep, this is for all shareholders. The top prize is $1,000, and there are 5 second prizes, $500 each. But
well,
if you have any questions or need any help,
maybe one question.
We've got our Bethel office right there at Watson's mm-hmm. Corner, not too far from AC, right behind the legislative office. You can also give them a call at 543-5418 or 5420.
5418. Okay, Tom, I had a question regarding, like, on those prices to be entered. You know, if you have a stock already on file at Chilista, do we need to do anything to be counted as?
Good question. Good question. If you already have a stock will on file, you already have an entry.
If you already
have a direct deposit, you already have an entry. So you don't need to do anything again. But, like, for example, if you don't have a MyChilista.com account, that's where you can look at your shareholder account and see your dividends and stuff like that. That's how to get an entry. If you sign up for getting the annual meeting materials electronically,
mm-hmm.
That's another entry. So lots of options, lots of ways to enter.
Well, good job.
Yeah, and let's save the trees for McGee's, because if 2,000 shareholders, if 2,000 shareholders do the electronic annual meeting and get the annual meeting stuff by email, that's going to save 1 ton of paper.
Wow.
Yeah, so let's save those trees for McGee's.
Yes.
Well, for those of you
right.
who McGee.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. You know, appreciate hearing from you and, you know, giving us the news from Chilista.
Good to hear from you again, Peter.
Okay.
Take care.
Dave Trantham. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Want to talk about the petition a little bit.
Okay.
Right.
There seems to be a lot of confusion already.
Mm-hmm.
And someone needs to explain this petition.
Mm-hmm.
And the ramifications of the petition if it passes or fails.
Yes.
I lived under local option for 33 years. I voted for local option to begin, and I voted to end local option.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I voted against local option, it was failed public policy. The purpose was to get rid of bootleggers. That did not happen. In fact, it may have enhanced bootleggers. When we went out of local options, there were fewer bootleggers. We went in, we went wet. Some of the bootleggers went broke when we had legal sales. Those bootleggers didn't pay a penny in taxes, and there were lots of them. Now there is a petition to go back into local option. My biggest concern, sir, because laws change, as they did during the 30 years of local option, it became more restricted and more restrictive and more restrictive on several occasions. You had to be in a database connected directly to Big Brother, the state troopers, and that will happen again. I haven't decided if I will vote for local option or not. I want to see what's going on in the community. I'd like to hear, I'd like to see this group explain so there will be no confusion and offer us a guarantee they will not change the law once we go. And one thing, unless the rule has changed, we know nothing about will we be limited imports. We're not certain if the city wants to run a liquor store. There's so many uncertain, so many unknowns. And the biggest concern of mine, I repeat, is will the law change? And my guess is yes, and there will be lots of restrictions. And the laws will change and change, and there's nothing we can do about it. One thing about local option, once you go in, you cannot get out for 2 years. There is no way to get out unless the law has changed. If it goes bad, you can't get out. If it goes good, you can't get out for 2 years. And give us some information, folks. KYUK, give us lots of information so there is no confusion. Mm-hmm. News, give us some information so we can make an informed decision when we vote in October. I thank you very kindly. I hope I didn't run over my time.
Oh, no.
No.
Good. But
do you have any questions for me?
No, you covered it real well, Dave. I appreciate you calling in. You know, I'm sure people...
I lived it for 33 years, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We know.
Yeah.
And I know how it works.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave.
Yes.
Well, a male anonymous caller from Bethel.
Good morning, John and Peter.
Good morning.
Good morning.
David pretty much hit everything I was going to say, but I do have to add to it.
Okay.
And like any other community in this United States of America, every community have registered voters.
Mm.
And then you have a form of government, whether it be local, tribal, traditional, or city. Every community has their own rules, regulations, and laws in place to protect the community and the people that live there. You know, we've got all these villages that have their own form of government, like I said. Why aren't they enforcing their laws? You know, if their community is no alcohol prohibited in the village, why is the community allowing it in the village? Where's their law enforcement? You know, everybody wants to blame Bethel for what's going on around the rest of the YK Delta. Bethel has over 3,000 registered voters.
Oh yeah.
And every time we have an election, it's a low turnout. Yep. So when we have like Dave said, somebody's going to put a petition on the ballot, and it's going to be up to the voters whether or not we're going to go from wet back to local option. So it's up to the voters again for Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
This is Bethel. This is where we live. This is what we do and how we vote. So like Dave said, we don't know if we're going to go back to the way it was or keep it the way it is. Either way, it's, you know, like he says, we can't do nothing for 2 years. But while the people around, you know, Bethel is surrounded and made up by 56 villages. Some of those villages are wet or damp. I mean, they're wet and they can bring alcohol into their communities. They know who they are. But the ones that can't, they prohibit alcohol from going to their village. Why aren't they enforcing their laws? Quit pointing your fingers at Bethel. It's not a Bethel problem. Everybody has their own mind, and everybody can choose to drink if they choose to. But where do you draw the line? You know, we civil people became civilized when the Western society came into our world. You know, and then, you know, we've only been drinking for 200 years and alcohol been around for 10,000 years. You know, everybody wants to complain and point fingers. Point the finger at yourself. You have a choice whether you want to drink or not. You know? It's your mind. It's your body. It's your whatever you choose to do with it. You know, these people in the villages, they need to look at themselves before they start pointing all their fingers to everybody else. Enforce your laws. If your village prohibits alcohol, enforce it. Real simple. It's not that hard. Okay, guys, have a good weekend.
Yeah, very good. Thanks.
Yes, good morning.
Anonymous. Thank you. From Bethel, Mayo. Just almost before we run out of time there, Pete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, you know, we have several minutes left, you know, so, you know, and we're going to go on until 11:30. So our next caller is from Bethel. Good morning, Ruth.
Yeah, good morning.
I thought you were sick.
I have a cold.
I had pneumonia.
Yeah.
I beat you.
I'm glad you're better.
Oh, yeah, I'm better, much better.
Yeah, my voice wasn't good yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
A little better. Yeah. Yes, I have to say something because you're talking about alcohol. I was debating with Anna Cook before it opened, and everything that I told the public has happened. There's families crying out in villages because they have lost their loved ones through alcohol. And people that don't drink have started drinking because it's readily available right here in Bethel. There's more runs to the villages through snow machines and through the rivers in the summer. There's a lot more of that going on. And the bootlegging has not stopped. After hours, I've seen people go to certain homes. I even mentioned a few people to some people, but nothing has happened. Nobody's listening to me. Because I saw it with my own eyes. I followed a cab, and the cab knew where to go. And I was watching the transaction. I don't know who that guy was from a village that did that. Anyway, we need to listen to our people that are crying out, especially the elders and parents. I feel sorry for the people that I've never seen drinking. And they can't wait for their weekend, whether it's a Monday or a Friday or a Tuesday or a Thursday. They plan for that day. They will drink that day. And on Fridays, there's a long line of cars up there. Really long, I'm sad to say. Fridays, especially. Really long, lots of cars. Long line outside going out. Prominent, wonderful people of Bethel lining up to get whatever they need for their bodies. And we know that is not good for the body. We need to take care of our bodies. We need to do something positive with our people. You know, do something with your families. Go fishing. Do something positive. On Friday nights, we have Friday night celebration at a church activity with a lot of singing, where Peter Atchak and Bob Monet. So if you have nothing to do Friday night, go sing a song or just join the singing over there. There's guitar players and my piano's over there. When I can sing, I can sing when I can. So join us at Friday night at, what's the address, Peter?
1900 B State Highway.
That's it's happening, 7 o'clock or 6:30.
Around that time, 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Yes. So if you have nothing to do and you don't want to drink, go join us. Sometimes they order pizza.
Yeah, okay. But yeah. Is there food? Is there food involved?
Yes, they do eat snacks afterwards, yes.
Well, maybe that might be a possibility, but there's lots of good TV programs that night, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
Scary movies. I love scary movies.
Well, some of them come over.
Yes.
They want to come over. Well, you guys are welcome to come, and Peter's on the line. And you guys take care of yourselves.
Hey, thank you very much, Ruth. Sister Ruth, for calling in this morning. You know, we appreciate your comments. We just have a few more minutes left in on our talk line show. We'd like to hear from Billy, and then we got another caller before we shut down. So, good morning, Billy.
Good morning, guys.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, any news about Bigfoot lately?
I haven't heard.
All right, have a good day.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, and we have a Henry Tikiun Sr. from Matmautok. Good morning.
$150 $130 $150
Pinganam tayak sailing hamang namhnita makhalagitam lakayunakot. Takwam tayo itilin pichokulat mo na ya lakto at nitayakam. Tama na umuyok
tukong
na akunawal akunaw lunikan ika akunaw kumatong piwa kuya anak paskan sa kutumanin nga kang si tamakit umuyok na katiyak kuta agayo sumisu kaiga kumta ilumun ni chika good morning.
Well, Pete, another Friday. Holy cow.
Yeah, so fast. Yes, the time went fast, and we want to just appreciate all the callers that we received today. And we're very appreciative of everyone feeling free to call over this way. Mm-hmm. This is your radio station, and then we look forward to another session that we can have in the future and hearing from you. So everyone, please be safe out there. There's a lot of dangers out there.